Good morning. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Durango Chamber of Commerce. For the Chamber's upcoming events, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org. All right. I've got some folks in here that are vehicle lifesavers. They pump new life into my old 76 Chevy 3/4 ton, which I refuse to get rid of because it was my dad's. I've got Dawn and Tracy Cornett, owners of Mountain Auto Care, in here. Thank you guys for coming in.
Well, Jack, thank you for having us today.
Well, my pleasure. And seriously, you guys, you took over this business a couple years ago. Is that right?
Yep, almost 3.5.
Wow. Whoa, time flies. So you took over an established business, Mountain Auto Care. You're located on 8th Avenue. I'm going to say just north of Sonic.
Yeah, that's
on the other side.
Good description.
Yeah, yeah. Could you say that? And people go, oh, yeah, I know where that is. You got the car wash bays. You've got the mechanics on certified.
ASC, Certified Master Technician.
So what does that mean?
So ASC is Automotive Service Excellent. It's an organization that will actually accredit auto technicians and service writers.
Uh-huh.
And so there are a series of exams that you have. You basically have to have experience and the knowledge and then pass the exams.
Oh, wow.
And if you pass, there are 8 exams that you have to pass that certify you as a master.
Okay. So then, I mean, this is kind of like your doctorate in auto mechanics.
Yes, it is. I mean, it's just a way to actually prove that they are experienced and have the training and the knowledge to do the jobs. You know, anybody in other organizations like law and medical, you know, they have to actually have the certifications to practice.
Right.
In automotive industry, they don't have to. Anybody can hang a shingle and say they're an auto mechanic and with some tools. But the ASC just helps give that extra level of credibility to the organization and to the mechanic.
Very cool. So let me ask you this. So wintertime's coming up. And I've got my, you know, my Jeep that I zip around in. What are some of the things that I need to be aware of for the vehicle itself? I mean, I'm thinking of, you know, things like, you know, antifreeze, making sure it's cold, you know, can get down to cold temperatures, the cranking power of the battery, other fluid levels. What am I missing? What do you recommend?
Well, it is, you know, winter driving, you know, there are two aspects of that. There's the cold weather, which is much harder on a vehicle than warm and, you know, nice moderate weather.
Right.
And then there are the conditions themselves, road conditions, snow, ice, rain, things like that. A lot of more driving at nighttime in the winter than in the summertime.
Because it gets dark.
It's darker sooner. Yeah. So you need to be ready for all of those things.
Right.
You know, you mentioned battery. Batteries work good in nice weather. Extreme hot and extreme cold tend to worsen the effects of batteries. And a battery that might test good on an 80-degree day could fail miserably on a 10-degree day.
And nothing worse than having that failure when you're stuck in the middle of nowhere.
You find that out in the morning when you're already late for work.
Right, right. So what other things do we need to know?
So antifreeze, same thing. You know, the coolant will keep it from boiling in extreme heat and freezing in extreme cold.
Right.
We don't have as much extreme heat here, so in the summertime, people can get by with weaker antifreeze. But in the wintertime, you want to make sure it's not going to freeze.
Yeah.
Because frozen antifreeze could go, you know, has some severe implications, such as a cracked engine block.
Sure.
Or a busted radiator.
And that's a simple test.
Yes, very simple test.
Okay.
To make sure the coolant is at the proper strength.
All right. What else? Belts and hoses, things of that nature?
Yeah,
or what
belts
else?
And hoses. Again, you know, the cold just has its effect on materials. If your belts are old and dry, you know, they will tend to break a little more. Your hoses can burst in the wintertime for the coolant. You know, the other things are oil, condition of your oil, engines. You know, it's, again, a lot more extreme pressures on the engines. Good oil and the right viscosity oil is important in the winter.
Right.
Liquids tend to be a little thicker in cold weather.
You know, I want to interrupt, Don, because I remember back in high school auto shop. I will never forget sitting there, and we had my vehicle parked outside, left it overnight in the winter, pulled it in to do an oil change, and just, you know, started up the truck, pulled it in. It's that same Chevy I told you about earlier. And when you pull the plug, it took forever to drain. That stuff was like syrup. It's cold. The viscosity was like thick. And you got to remember that, should you let your car warm up at least a little bit before you crank it and go?
Well, I mean, yes. You know, anytime you want to get, you know, I guess it's a little different. So newer vehicles are using a lot thinner weight oils than the older vehicles. So they tend to flow a little quicker than, you know, back in the 70s.
Yeah.
But it's always a good idea to start your car, let the fluid circulate and warm up. And then, of course, you want your defroster to work to keep your window from fogging or icing up. So always a good idea to warm your vehicle up before driving it.
Absolutely. And a little one of those things, too, push your air conditioner if you want to dehumidify the inside of your car. Is that true? Because that gets it gets a condensation away.
Well, most vehicles, when you have them on defrost, it will actually engage your air conditioning compressor. And that part of that is to keep this compressor cycling over the wintertime so it doesn't sit static and freeze up. But the other part of that is to help dehumidify the interior of the vehicle.
So now we have smart cars like smartphones.
We are. They're learning things all the time about automobiles and operations and just the physics of it.
Right.
And they're always coming up with things that will help those situations.
Yeah. Now, I know I got the list and I kind of squirrel. I bounce. But what else? What are some of the other things we need to be aware of in winter cold weather driving?
Well, tires are very important. You know, the tread depth. CDOT has a minimum tread depth requirement of 1/8 of an inch. Whenever they have any traction laws in effect when there's snow and ice on the road, if your car, your tires don't meet that minimum 1/8 inch depth, they could fine you as much as, or as little as $130 and as much as $650.
Wow, it's a new set of tires.
So, yeah, and they actually have a pretty good little guideline out that they call it the quarter test. Take a quarter with the head of George Washington facing the tire. You just set the quarter in the tread. And if you can see all of George's head,
you need new tires.
Yeah, you need new tires.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, it's just something, and you should check multiple places, but you need to make sure that you have the right depth on your tread. They're not cracked.
Right.
Traction's important, but also on your tires, air pressure is important. Properly inflated tires help with the traction. They also help with the tire wear, and they help with your vehicle mileage. Underinflated tires can, you know, in extreme cases, can actually burst. And,
yeah.
You know, you end up with a flat tire and a dangerous driving condition.
And you should rotate your tires, I've heard, every 5,000 miles and change oil every 3. Is that kind of the standard rule still, or has that changed over the years?
That's, and it varies by vehicle and manufacturer. But, you know, the common guideline on tires is 5,000 miles rotation. Oil changes, a lot of the manufacturers are going to 5,000 and 8,000 mile recommended intervals.
Okay.
Because the quality of the oil is a lot better in this day and age. So follow the manufacturer's recommendation. And, you know, we tend to be a little conservative on that. If they say 8,000, we recommend 5, just because that's a long time to go without opening the hood and inspecting a vehicle.
Right.
A lot can go wrong in 8,000 miles.
Now, if I assume, you know, let's say I know I've got good tires, but all the other things you've talked about, I don't know if my vehicle is ready for the winter, quote unquote. Can I bring it in? Will you guys do a free estimate or how make an appointment? What's the best way to know?
We've got a couple options. I mean, right now we're actually running a winter special.
Okay.
That includes an oil change, free windshield wiper blades, and then we inspect all of those items that we listed, including a few others, the lights, the brakes, to make sure that the vehicle is ready for winter. And then we have a little report that we then give the customer, and you know, then they can decide it. You know, if it does fail to meet the you know, the recommendations, then we can talk about what it needs to remediate that.
And you need an appointment to do that?
Yeah, we're a little bit busy right now, so you know, we prefer an appointment. Every now and then we can get it in if they call, but appointment's preferred. And that winter special runs for $49.97. for up to 5 quarts of oil and standard wiper blades.
And you get the free, and you get wiper blades with that.
Wiper blades and the inspection.
Wow. So. Wow. And if you want to make an appointment, just call 247-4040, or you can stop by Mountain Auto Care and schedule an appointment. And I highly recommend this because I know I have been stranded with a dead battery. You know, you're like it cranking in, and it's like, yeah, you can tell it's weak. Next thing you know, like you said, you're usually late for something. You get out in the car, click. A few cuss words come out, you're panicking, you're trying to figure out. Luckily in Durango, everything's pretty small and we're all friendly. You can get a ride, but you don't want to be stuck on Red Mountain or Wolf Creek or somewhere where you're out in the middle of nowhere. And so get it checked out prior to going somewhere. And winter will come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, we want to say that too. We're talking about this and we haven't had much snow in town, but yes, winter will come. Now, I want to ask you one thing. A two-part question. I don't think this had nothing to do with mechanics. What's the benefit of being a small business owner, and what are the challenges?
Well,
I caught you off guard,
you
didn't
did.
I?
Uh-huh. You certainly did. Well, I mean, the benefit, it's very, very enjoyable being our own boss.
Yeah.
You know, kind of having our say in what we do. But it's also, you know, for us, it seems to connect us more with the community. I get, you know, as an auto repair shop owner, you know, we see 50, 60 cars a week sometimes, right. Different people. And we get to know a lot of different people in the community. And we also get to know people that are traveling through, tourists.
Sure.
So, and I just love, you know, the country, and love talking about where are they from, why are they here, you know, kind of give them advice on what
cool.
to do, and then getting to know the locals in the community and helping them out. And, you know, just the idea of, you know, when people, usually when they come to see us, they're not having a good day. car trouble is nothing anybody wishes for, even me. Even though it pays my bills, I don't wish for it on anybody.
Yeah.
But it's to be able to help them with their car trouble and get them back on the road.
Right.
Try to save them a little money. You know, some of this maintenance is preventive. And, you know, preventive is big.
Oh, sure.
It's pennies on the dollar compared to repairs. So if you can get it ahead of time. So, you know, the benefits of the small businesses is helping that.
Yeah.
And just, you know, just being our own boss.
Right.
You know, the challenges are, it's, we have employees. We, you know, we can't control everything. Mm-hmm. We, you know, every now and then something happens that we, you know, weren't expecting or didn't go as planned. You know, we have an upset customer.
Parts not delivered on time, whatever.
We deal with parking in the neighborhoods and the, you know, city and the price of electricity and
sure.
you know,
all the things that come along.
All of those. And there's a lot that goes on to keep a business running and keep it profitable.
So I'll let you off the hook now. I'm just impressed. It's Tracy, your wife, sitting in the room. I'm so glad you didn't say challenges, her having to work with you. I flipped that around. I would have said it the other way. She'd kick me. And so if you want to take advantage of finding out the winter special that you have, what's the best way to schedule the appointment?
Again, like you'd mentioned earlier, just call us, 247-4040, or you can get on our website, mtnautocare.com, and you can schedule an appointment from there.
Okay.
Or you can just stop in and say hi.
Just stop in and say hi.
Yeah.
I like that. I like stopping in. And honestly, I've used you guys on a variety of levels for maintenance. So I kind of do that testimonial, and you didn't know I was going to do this. But I can honestly say what I love is that you give some really – you say, here's what you should do now. This is something you need to think about in 6 months, and this is something that can push down the road, so to speak. Or, yeah, you know, this is an emergency, Jack. You got to take care of it. So, again, it's Mountain Auto Care, Tracy Cornett. You can say hello.
Hi.
I had to prove you're in the room. And, Don, thank you so much for taking the time to come in. Anything we forgot? We've got about 30 seconds.
Well, I just also, you know, with the winter driving, be prepared. You know, carry items in your car. Ice scraper, blanket, gloves, you know, even maybe water, snacks, a shovel. You know, if you do get stranded, your car doesn't start and you're out of way, you want to be at least prepared to, you know, to keep yourself safe and warm.
Yeah, and if you have to overnight.
Yeah, charged cell phone charger.
Right. You know, my dad used to, my parents, because I used to go back and forth from Fort Lewis to my home in Arvada, they always said, I have a couple candles in the glove box. Because, you know, just one, the light alone makes you feel safe, but it does produce a little heat. And if you are stuck out there, you're going to want that.
Exactly.
So, again, if you want to find out more about what you need to do for your car and your own personal safety while winter driving, check it out at Mountain Auto Care, and it's 247-4040. What have I forgotten? I'm going to give you 10 more seconds.
10 more seconds. I think you got it all. I think, you know, we really want people to be safe and you know, comfortable this driving winter driving season.
Yeah. So, like you said, what is it? The ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure or whatever. And check it out before you have an issue.
Absolutely.
Don, Tracy, thank you both for, you know, coming in and behaving yourselves.
Thank you, Jack, for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Jack.
You know that behaving was towards you.
Of course it was.
I got to send it back to the studios for all the chamber stuff. Go to DurangoBusiness.org. Get your car checked out today at Mountain Auto Care. Have a great day.